Earth and Sky.
We really don't have a long enough reliable global data set to say what clouds are doing to the climate system.
You're listening to physical scientist Norman Loeb, a principal investigator of the NASA mission called CERES, short for Clouds in the Earth's Radiant Energy System. It's on board the Aqua and Terra satellites. Since 1999, CERES instruments have orbited the Earth via satellite.
They really are geared to capture all of the radiation that's reflected or emitted from the planet.
That radiation is sunlight, said Loeb, reflected into space from the tops of clouds, the Earth's surface, and atmospheric particles. The radiation also includes heat emitted from the Earth's surface and atmosphere. Knowing how much energy leaves the Earth tells scientists a lot about global climate.
Earth's climate is really driven by a delicate balance between how much of the sun's energy is absorbed by the Earth as visible light and how much the Earth emits to space in the form of infrared radiation.
The role of clouds in climate is complex and not well understood, said Loeb, because they both cool the planet by reflecting sunlight and keep it warm by trapping heat.
Will a warmer climate reduce global cloud cover? Will it increase the height of clouds? These are important scientific questions that we'll need to address.
Our thanks today to NASA's Aqua mission, improving our knowledge of our home planet through satellite observations.
We're at earthsky.org.